Blog Talk Radio.
Top flight.
We in the build, yeah.
We in the build, yeah.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money. I wanted the finer things. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. We want to thank y'all. We want to thank everybody for calling in. Everybody out there for tuning in on the various platforms too. The Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. You see the name back there. Praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. We have a word from the Lord for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Before I even get to the prayer, amen, let's just say the title of tonight's sermon is Do You Believe, Hallelujah, Who You Are? Praise God. Do you believe that you are who you are? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to be coming from, so y'all can go and get y'all scriptures ready, because we're going to go into it tonight. Matthew chapter 13, verses 53 through 58. Hallelujah. We're going to start at 53. We're going to close out the chapter. Glory to God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we want to come before your throne of grace and tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we simply ask that your Holy Spirit have its way on tonight. Lord, we open up our ears and our hearts and our minds so we can receive what your Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from what you have for us on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to pour into our hearts, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We want to magnify you and lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to love on you tonight, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God on tonight. Once again, we thank God for all of y'all on tonight. If you got a prayer request, amen, that you want us to put on the throne of grace, feel free to put it in the comment box. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're watching this program, amen, on Facebook or Instagram, you are watching a recording, praise God. So we invite y'all to join us every night right here, amen, praise God, on TikTok or on the phone lines, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So just call in, tune in. That's at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. You can catch us. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, we're going to get right to the word. Matthew chapter 13, hallelujah, amen, verses 53 through, hallelujah, 58, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. On tonight, hallelujah. Before we read the scripture, amen, praise God, let's set it up, praise God, hallelujah. Let me tell you where we're coming from tonight, hallelujah. This whole ministry that the Lord has given us, hallelujah, is based on a word in the Greek, praise God, that's in the New Testament Bible, praise God, hallelujah. That word is repentance. Praise God. Not that that word is written in the New Testament and the Old Testament. And for those of you that ain't too Bible savvy, hallelujah, just to give you a few nuggets, amen, to play with, praise God, when you hear somebody refer to the Hebrew Bible, praise God, they're not talking about a different Bible than this book. Hallelujah. When you hear somebody refer to the Hebrew Bible, they are talking about the Old Testament. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you hear someone refer to the Christian Bible, they are talking about the New Testament. Glory to God. And when you put them together, you got what we call the Holy Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. Amen. Praise God for you, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. The Old Testament is written in Hebrew. The New Testament is written in Greek. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the word repentance that you see in the Old Testament, hallelujah, the definition slightly varies than the word repentance that you see in the New Testament. Glory to God. Now, when we read the New Testament, the word repentance in the New Testament in the Greek is the word metanoia. Metanoia. That word meta means to change. Noia translate in the English into psyche. Hallelujah, that's where we get psychology, hallelujah, which is the study of the mind. So in the New Testament, the word repentance literally means in the English to change your mind. So when Jesus says, I'm looking for the sinner to answer a call of repentance, what God is telling us is he's looking for you to change your mind. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. That's why a lot of us can't prosper. That's why a lot of us can't get past sin, because we can't change our minds about the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, tonight we're going to discuss, praise God, hallelujah, us changing our minds about who we believe we are. Glory to God. And I'm going to use a scripture, and I'm unorthodox when it comes to scriptures. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not traditional. I'm not going to preach what your pastor preached. Hallelujah. Amen. Or what your grandpastor preached. Hallelujah. Concerning the scripture. Amen. Praise God. I'm unconventional when it comes to that. So let's go to verse 53. And it came to pass. I got to stop right there before I go any further. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it came to pass. I want to just drop something in somebody's spirit real quick. Hallelujah. Because somebody's going through it tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody got an it. Hallelujah. Amen. Situation right now. And it seems like that it situation, praise God, is going to end you. You feel like there's no way out of whatever it is. But God want me to tell you prophetically that I don't know what you're going through, glory to God, but God knows what it is. And he told me to tell you, amen, what verse 53 says in the beginning before the comma. Hallelujah. That's why I had to pause, because it was a comma. Whatever it is, it came to pass, glory to God, because the devil's trying to tell you whatever it is going to kill you. Whatever it is going to take you out. Whatever it is, you won't survive it. Glory to God, whatever it is to have you on the streets. Whatever it is, amen, is going to end your marriage. Whatever it is going to have your kids locked up. But God told me to tell you that whatever it is, hallelujah, it came to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's get on with the word. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. So he was one place, said some things, now he's going somewhere else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 54. And when he was come into his own country, when he went back home to his hometown, glory to God, hallelujah, he taught them in their synagogue. Insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence has this man this wisdom? Hallelujah. And these mighty works. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus went back home, began to teach the word of God. Hallelujah. And he taught it so profoundly. Hallelujah. They wanted to know, where did he get this from? Praise God, hallelujah. Where did he get this wisdom from, this knowledge that he's suddenly spewing out of his mouth? Where did he get these mighty works from, hallelujah, that he's suddenly doing these miracles? Hallelujah, praise God. And this is why they wanted to ask that question. Is this not the carpenter's son? Glory to God, hallelujah. Is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James? Hallelujah. Praise God. Joseph and Simon and Judas. Praise God. And his sisters. Are they not all with us? Whence then has this man all these things? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they questioned Jesus because they thought they knew Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. They questioned Jesus because they thought they knew Jesus. Now the writer wants us to look at this story, amen, from the perspective of those that looked at Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Those that grew up around Jesus, those his family members, those that surrounded Jesus, and how they looked at him, hallelujah, with doubt because they grew up with him and they thought they knew who he was. Hallelujah, praise God. Maybe it was something he did. Maybe it was something he said. In no way am I implicating that Jesus said anything explicit, did anything illicit. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we do know, praise God, up until John pointed him out, Jesus lived his life like a man. The scriptures tell us no other thing. But before he came in contact with John the Baptist, his cousin, at the River Jordan, other than he lived his life regular. Hallelujah, praise God. It's evidence from the testimonies of the people that were around him and grew up. He ain't never talked like this before. He ain't never laid hands on nobody and healed them. Where you get this wisdom from? Where you get this knowledge from? So because they had been around him. And I want you to keep in mind this. We always think of it like maybe this was a lot of time passed. Glory to God. Remember, Jesus' ministry only lasted 3.5 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We in chapter 15. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got all the way to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. To chapter 28. Hallelujah. So we are a little halfway through. Praise God. Hallelujah. So a lot of time has passed. Ain't back has been 20, 30 years. You know, some of us has been 5, 10, 15 years, and we still, hallelujah, don't get the respect that we feel that we deserve because of who we are, because they think they know who we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they were judging him because not only do we know you, Jesus, we know your mama, we know your daddy, we know your brother. Matter of fact, he and your sister's right here with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So because they thought they knew who Jesus was, hallelujah, amen, they doubted what they heard, and they even doubted what they saw. I know they saw something because they said, hallelujah, how does he do these mighty works? Hallelujah. So they doubted what they heard. They doubted what he said, all because, hallelujah, they thought they knew who he was. Praise God. And some of you are going through that tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people, amen, are going through the fact that people do not want to believe you a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the scripture here assures you, amen, that Jesus was not moved. Hallelujah. Praise God. He might have been in his emotions. He might have felt some kind of way, but he didn't let it show. Hallelujah. And he didn't let us know. Praise God. He didn't say, I'm upset about this. He didn't say, oh, I can't believe they don't believe who I am. He didn't say, he may have felt it, glory to God, but he did not give that thought life. Glory to God, because if he did, we don't see any evidence of it. Let me tell you why, because this is what he said in verse 57. It says, and they were offended in him. Hallelujah. They were offended. A lot of people are going to be offended by you. What you mean? How you going to come back to the block talking about you saved? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you mean I can't go back to your apartment? With me and you, we've been kicking it for years, and every time we run into each other, it's a booty call. Now you want to tell me, hallelujah, praise God, that you different now? You done changed now? Hallelujah. You a reborn version for the Lord now? Wait a minute. I know you. You must don't know I know you. Well, have you ever said that to somebody? Hallelujah. You must have forgot I know you. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, you thought you knew me. And the fact of the matter is, I didn't even know me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because if I would have knew me, the things that you know me for doing, I wouldn't have done. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because of who I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you royalty, you can't do certain things because of who you are, because it tarnishes, hallelujah, the family name. You got to realize you in the family of God. Hallelujah. And when you realize that it's certain things that you don't do because everything that you do is a reflection of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It said, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own town and in his own house. He said, I can go everywhere else in the world and get the respect that I deserve as a man and a child of the Most High God, except when I come home. Glory to God. Some of us experience the most, hallelujah, amen, resistance in our own households. Hallelujah, in our own families. Glory to God. Hallelujah, in our own friends. Praise God that you thought they knew. Praise God. Hallelujah. And even sometimes they tried to tell you was different. And now you come out different. And now they offended. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm offended because now you acting like you better than me. I'm not acting. Glory to God. And I didn't say I was better than you. You said it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I may be acting different than you now. Glory to God, but I ain't never acting better. Glory to God, because all our righteousness ain't nothing but filthy rags to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But these people here, amen, say, I went to school with Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus just fixed my coffee table last week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to hang out and go fishing with Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. There's no doubt Jesus had some acquaintances. Jesus had some friends, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Haven't you ever wondered why none of those were any of the disciples? Glory to God, hallelujah, praise God. Why wouldn't one of his friends follow him? Hallelujah, because now you think you better than us. Now we offended, hallelujah, because we not who we thought you were. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I come to assure you tonight that no matter what people say about you, once you know who you are, hallelujah, amen, praise God, can't nobody take who you are from you no matter what they think. Hallelujah. So don't be hurt. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Don't be, God foretold us that this would happen, that they wouldn't believe you are who you said you are. Despite what they hear coming out your mouth, despite the works of your hands, glory to God, hallelujah, they still don't believe. The people at your church don't believe. The people in your family don't believe, glory to God, but as long as you believe, glory to God. And that's how I'm going to flip it, because some of y'all are saying, I thought that's what everybody say, glory to God, hallelujah. I pretty much got that, Elder, but what if you don't believe because, hallelujah, of you? Hallelujah. Well, what if something about you, hallelujah, that you know about yourself makes you doubt who God says you are? Hallelujah. Well, what if it ain't the people looking at you, judging you, but what if you looking at the people around you, judging yourself? Hallelujah. Look at my brothers and sisters. Look at my mother and my father. I can't be, hallelujah, a child of God. I can't be called to preach the word. I can't be, hallelujah, called into holiness. Look at the people around me. Hallelujah. Praise God, but I'm reminded of the scripture that says, hallelujah, the wheat and the tare have to grow together. So you're surrounded by tare. Hallelujah, praise God. And because you're surrounded by tare, you think that you're tare. Glory to God. But God want me to let you know that you are not tare. Just because you came out of the same soil. Oh, Lord. Glory to God. Just because y'all came out of the same house, that don't make you what they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God say amen. The bigger worry tonight, hallelujah, not even the worry, the bigger problem tonight is not you worrying about what other people say about you. It's the thing that you're saying about yourself. Hallelujah. Because people around you could be encouraging you, but despite their encouragement, you're looking at who the encouragement is coming from. Hallelujah. Praise God. You hanging around people and in this environment, it might be hustlers, it might be pimps, prostitutes, thugs, whatever the case may be, but they telling you, you don't belong here. They telling you, you different. Hallelujah, praise God. But you're looking at them, hallelujah, saying to yourself, I can't be what they say I am because I'm with them. Hallelujah. Or you're looking at something you've done. Now, look, everybody has fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And everybody has a witness that they fell short of the glory of God. And no, I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about the person you fell short with. Glory to God. The person you did the dirt with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The person you were speaking to the room with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The person you was pulling your robberies with. The person you was walking the stroll with. Hallelujah. Somebody out there know something about you, praise God, and you know it too. Is that thing that you've done in your past preventing you from reaching your future? Hallelujah. They talk about Joel and they get on, they call him Smiling Joel because he always encourages us. Yeah, you done messed up. Don't dwell on it. Don't sit in it. Don't waddle in it. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off and move forward because God has a plan for your life. Hallelujah. Well, it's the truth. Praise God, hallelujah. If you stay in condemnation, you will never excel, hallelujah, or elevate in life. Spiritually, physically, financially, hallelujah, whatever the case may be, you won't move up because you feel like you need to stay down because of whatever you've done, because of whatever, whoever you think you are. But you don't understand that your acts that you've committed in the past do not define you. Perhaps you feel like, you know what, hallelujah, amen, I'm not worthy, but because I'm married, I'm supposed to be anyway, but I still find other people attractive. I still, hallelujah, catch myself looking here and there. Hallelujah, I'm not worthy. Hallelujah, and that's the enemy telling you that because the Bible tells us that there is no temptation that is common to man. You ain't the only one that still find other people attractive. Glory to God. Don't you still got eyes in your head? See, these are things that everybody goes through. Hallelujah. But the enemy tries to tell you, hallelujah, that you the only one. And when he tells you this information, now you feel unworthy. When the truth is, nobody is worthy. But God, through Jesus, has made us worthy. And when you accept that fact, hallelujah, that now I'm worthy. See, some of us feel stuck as, I'm not worthy. Hallelujah. You don't want to accept the fact that God has made you worthy. Hallelujah. No, you wasn't worthy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no one is. That's the thing you got to understand because you think you not. Hallelujah. When no one is. No one was born worthy. No act that we have done has made us worthy. Hallelujah. No baptism has made us worthy. Only God has made us worthy. I don't care, amen, how many turkeys you pass out tomorrow. Hallelujah. You still ain't worthy. That's like filthy rags to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care how many homeless people you feed. I don't care how many presents you hand out this holiday season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care how much tithes you pay in church every Sunday. You still ain't. None of that made you worthy. You were only made worthy by the grace of God. And when you realize the people in your mind that you have on a pedestal, the people in your mind that you feel, hallelujah, were worthy. Hallelujah, that they were only made worthy through the grace of God, just like you. If you were to sit down and have a conversation, you might find, hallelujah, amen, that they are no different than you are. Hallelujah. 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 See, sometimes, amen, we got to sit down and talk to somebody to find out, hallelujah, you mean to tell me, praise God, you did this, that, and the other, but yet God has anointed you and blessed you, praise God. Yeah, because I did it, I'm not doing it. See, I'm doing like Paul, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. Hallelujah, and I'm reaching for those things that are in front of me. But as for now, I apprehend it not. He said, right now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah, but I got it in the Lord's hands right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if I'm reaching for what's in front of me, even though I don't know what's going on right now, I'm trusting God. Hallelujah, every step of the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you begin, amen, to see yourself differently, when you begin to accept the fact, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that I'm not who I think I am. When you begin to stop judging yourself by are the people that are around you, because you're taught that birds of a feather flock together, even though the birds that you hang with, hallelujah, can't even fly. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You know what I'm talking about. You hang with your friends to a certain extent. Hallelujah. But then at a certain point, it's time for you to go home. Ain't nobody tell you to go home. Ain't nobody calling your phone. Glory to God. But right now, you like, I done had enough, because y'all finna go do something that I don't do. Glory to God. But people see you with them. Hallelujah, and judge you because you with them. And half of you are judging yourself because you with them. So you trying to tell them right. Glory to God, hallelujah. And even if you ain't trying to tell them, you showing them. Because every time they get ready to go do it, you bail on them. Hallelujah. And don't think they don't see it. Don't think they ain't talking about it. Because something go wrong that same night that you might never hear about. Or one of them might come back and tell you, girl, I should have left when you left. Dude, I should have burnt out when you burnt out. Because after you left, that's when it hit the fan. Glory to God. You different than we are. Hallelujah. But you got to be the one. See, everybody ain't in Jesus' situation. Hallelujah. Some people, amen, got people around them trying to tell them, you're not like us. Hallelujah. You a church boy. You a good girl. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't never been to church a day in my life. I can't tell, because it's in you. You're just different. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it for yourself. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. There's no record of Jesus doing nothing, no miracles, no walking, no water, no healing, no black, no record in the Bible that we see until the anointing fell on him, until somebody pointed at him and told him who he was. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus' life, though he knew he was born knowing who he was, he had to walk out, hallelujah, the example that we, hallelujah, need to walk out. Hallelujah. This time is past, and now it's time. See, when you know when it's time. Hallelujah. Some of y'all got saved because God told you it's time. Hallelujah. It's time to accept the calling I put on you. It's time to walk in the steps that I've ordered for you. Hallelujah. It's time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And until somebody said, there you go right there. There is goes Jesus. There goes the Lamb of God that comes to take the sins of the world away. And then, praise God, when he went into the water, that's when the anointing of the Holy Ghost fell upon him like a dove. And his whole life changed. He began to talk different. Hallelujah. He began to do miracles. Hallelujah. He began to do things that other men had never seen men do. He began to quote scriptures that he had never read before. Hallelujah. 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 Because, amen, he accepted the anointing. See, some of you have to accept. If you don't accept it, see, God can give it to you, but you got to take it. See, I can hold my hand out with a $100 bill in it. Glory to God, I can hold it out, but unless somebody reaches their hand out and take it out of my hand, hallelujah, it's going to stay in mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, God is trying to give you the anointing on your life. Hallelujah, but you won't accept who you are. When they said, there goes the Lamb of God, Jesus didn't say, who, me? Hallelujah, praise God. No, what did he do? He walked on down. Hallelujah, you might want to say the red carpet, right down into the water. Hallelujah, praise God. He accepted what the man of God said about him. I want to know if tonight will you accept what the man of God is saying about you. Hallelujah, that you are a child of the Most High God. That's the only reason why you're listening to this. That's the only reason why you're watching this, because God wanted you to know who you are. Hallelujah. And to him that believe who they are, they can start acting like the apostle was preaching last night in their supernatural abilities. Hallelujah. But you can't work it if you don't believe it. That's why some of y'all sit around and look at other people and say, how is it working for them? Because they believe it. Hallelujah. They believe they're children of the Most High God. They believe that God is going to supply out their every need. They don't worry about nothing. They don't doubt about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The bill could be due tomorrow. You don't see them sweating. Hallelujah. You don't see them pacing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God comes through at the last minute all the time, why would I keep worrying about it? Hallelujah. Praise God. When I know that I know that I know. Hallelujah, praise God. See, I know the Bible says to believe. But that word believe, hallelujah, in the Greek, doesn't mean to believe. Because when you believe, that leaves room for doubt. Hallelujah. Belief leaves room for doubt because I can only believe what I don't know. Hallelujah. Let me give you an example. I believe the earth is round. Some people believe the earth is flat. Glory to God. And the only reason why we believe it is because we don't know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us have got to get past believing we are children of the Most High God and know that we are children of the Most High God. That word believes in the Greek, I don't have the original word for it, but it doesn't mean to believe like we believe. That means to know. The word hope in the New Testament doesn't mean hope like, oh, I hope I win the lottery. Glory to God, hallelujah. If I were to say that in the Greek, hallelujah, that would mean that my numbers are most definitely going to come up tonight. There's no doubt about it. Hallelujah, praise God. We got to get the doubt out. Hallelujah. We got to know that we know that we know that we are children of the Most High God. And no matter what, the Most High God will provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We got to believe that we are always covered by his blood because we are his seed. We are his children. Hallelujah. Praise God. We, hallelujah, are his heirs. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some of you, amen, what you are now was prophesied over you before you were born. As a child, somebody said, that baby going to be something. Just like they did Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Before Jesus was here, they said, you will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. They said, hallelujah, amen, something. Somebody is going to come, hallelujah, from the root of Jesse. Jesse being, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. David's daddy, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus came, praise God, hallelujah, amen, out of the lineage of David, glory to God. That's why they call him the son of David. Hallelujah, praise God. But watch this, because I'm going to take it a step further, because some of you might be still saying, I wasn't raised in church. Nobody in my bloodline. Hallelujah, praise God. I want you to catch this, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, is in the bloodline of David, in the bloodline of Jesse, hallelujah, through Joseph. This is what the Gospels tell us. But the Gospels also tell us, hallelujah, that Jesus is not the seed of Joseph. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, that's why I keep telling people, quit trying to abolish the law, that you can't have, we want to lean on grace. Hallelujah, amen, if the law is passed away. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. If they don't think that I came to abolish the law, I came to give it its full meaning. I came to enforce it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't have grace unless you have the law. Watch this. Now, if you know the law, glory to God, the reason, hallelujah, that Jesus is the in the lineage of David, hallelujah, through Joseph, is because through the law, since Joseph was married to his mama, he is legally, oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. He is legally Joseph's son. Praise God. Hallelujah. That law holds up to this day. Praise God. Y'all wonder where we get most of these laws from. Most of these laws come straight out the book. Hallelujah. Most of these rules that we got, they come straight out the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, amen, praise God. When I was with my ex-wife, praise God, hallelujah, before the divorce was finalized, hallelujah, she got pregnant by another man. So we had to have the understanding, hallelujah, amen, that we need to let the world know this is not my child. Hallelujah, praise God. We need to make sure all the paperwork is correct, hallelujah. Otherwise, legally, hallelujah, that would be my son. Hallelujah, praise God, and legally he would fall under my umbrella, praise God, hallelujah. I say that to say this, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Jesus, amen, was not the seed of Joseph, yet legally, hallelujah, through the law, amen, he is Joseph's son. Praise God. Some of you feel, though, I wasn't born in the church. I don't have any parents that went to church. It's not in my bloodline. Nobody taught it to me. Hallelujah. Paul said, hallelujah, that the Gentiles, that's what we call Gentiles, people that never worshiped our God, people that were out there doing their own thing, worshiping other gods that they didn't even know they was worshiping, are engrafted in. Engrafted in, glory to God, hallelujah. They are adopted in, hallelujah. And when you are adopted in, legally, you are as much an heir to whatever inheritance is to be received from your parents as they blood children are. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, some people, the devil has been trying to tell you that you are excluded because of where you came from, hallelujah, because of who your people are, because of who your friends are. You was raised in the game, hallelujah. Your daddy was a pimp. Your mother was a whore. You was raised in this thing, hallelujah. And the devil has been trying to tell you that you don't qualify, hallelujah, for the anointing because of these reasons. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Praise God. I heard somebody say one time a long time ago, and this statement is up for debate, but I'm going to use it anyway. You can't be a Christian if you ain't been a sinner first. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But unless you are willing to admit, I fell short of the glory of God, but I am still his child. Hallelujah. I'm going to share this last little bit with you, and we're going to get out of here. Hallelujah. Amen. Even the things you do, and this is a controversial statement. Hallelujah, but I'm going to say it anyway. Even the things that we have done since we have recognized who we are. Hallelujah. Since some of us that have been adopted in and grafted in realize who we are, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We think that something we've done since then has disqualified us from being a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that once you're a child of God, you are a child of God. Once you are adopted in legally, pay attention, glory to God, there's nothing you can do to nullify that agreement. Praise God. But watch this. It's up to you what kind of inheritance you get. Hallelujah. As children, we all mess up. As children, we have all disappointed our parents in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Some of us have been big disappointments. Some of us have done little minor disappointments. Some of our parents talk about us like we was just lost. Oh, I didn't know what we was going to do with you. We up from Zagar. You know how they talk, glory to God. Hallelujah, but you still they child. You still they child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I say that to let you know that the things that you have done since, hallelujah, the things that you have done since you found out who you are, the things that you have done, hallelujah, amen, that were bad, evil. Hallelujah. The Lord said all you got to do is repent. That doesn't change that you're my child. Hallelujah. I just want you to change your behavior. See, now this is what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Because now since you're the child of the Most High God, and since you know you his child, glory to God, you can keep trying to do what you want to do. Hallelujah. But glory to God, God has a belief in whipping his children. Oh, y'all ain't gonna. He believes in disciplining the ones that he loves. Glory to God. So you can keep trying to stunt if you want to. You can keep trying to sneak off to the telly if you want to. Glory to God, you can keep trying to sin. But don't think God ain't gonna snatch you up and spank your behind. Remember, you ain't never grown in God's eyes. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are his child. Praise God. That means amen. Praise God. If you my child, guess what? I don't care how old you is. I might go upside your head if you out of line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you a reflection of me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God saying, I ain't raised you like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I don't know where you got that from. Praise God. But we gonna work it out of it. Hallelujah, praise God. It ain't going to be like it was when you was in the world. See, when you was in the world, you were skating because you didn't know. Hallelujah, you was like an orphan out there just running the streets because you ain't have no home. Praise God. But now that you're a child of God, you have a home. Hallelujah, and there's a disciplinarian in the home. Hallelujah, and they call him Jehovah. Hallelujah, they call him God. Hallelujah, praise God. And he said, I discipline the ones I love. Praise God, it is over for you, glory to God. You might as well hang up your hooker here. Hallelujah, praise God. Might as well put the diaper on up, glory to God. Those days are over because you ain't going to get away with it no more. Hallelujah, but God has so much more for you. Hallelujah, praise God. God is going to show you joys in life and things that you never seen joy in. Hallelujah, praise God. When God finished with you, the things that you used to do going to seem stupid to you. Hallelujah. I can't believe I used to do that to have fun. I don't believe I used to do that. Hallelujah, amen, to boost my ego. I can't believe I used to do those things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get your life right. Get saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And let one of them memories come up on your Facebook timeline. Hallelujah. And you go, oh, my God, I can't believe I posted that, said that, took that picture, had that deed. I can't believe I was going back and forth. I can't believe I was doing these things. When did it stop, glory to God? God took it from you. Hallelujah. You don't even know when he took it from you. But you know he took it from you because it ain't in you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to close on tonight, glory to God, do you believe that you are who you are? Do you believe you are a child of the Most High God? Do you believe, praise God, hallelujah, that the word of God is true and everything that he promised his children is a promise that is promised to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you repent, and change your mind about who you think you are because of the whatever you've done, whatever you've witnessed, hallelujah, whatever you participated in. Glory to God does not define who you are. Hallelujah. Just like that TikTok said, if I cut hair one time, does that make me a barber? Glory to God, you did something one time, does that make you an adulterer? Does that make you a thief? Does that make you a liar? Or does that mean that's something that you did? Hallelujah, that was really out of your character. But you didn't know it was out of your character at the time because you didn't know who your character was. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And when you learn who your character is, hallelujah, amen, you don't act outside of your character. Hallelujah. It's just like you playing a role in a movie. This is the movie called Your Life. Hallelujah. And in this movie, you are the star. Everybody else just has a supporting role. Even your spouse and your kids, hallelujah, are only, amen, co-stars in your movie. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, what role are you going to play in this movie? What character are you going to be? Hallelujah, because God has told you, hallelujah, amen, that the role that's open is the child of God. Hallelujah. 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 And that's the character you are supposed to, hallelujah, to betray. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, come the fruit of the Spirit. And with the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, gives you all of the characteristics that you need, hallelujah, to carry out the role that God has given you. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God that his word is true. We thank God that we are who he says we are and not who we thought we were. Hallelujah. We thank God that our acts don't define us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God, amen, that we are not the things that we have done. Hallelujah. And Lord, we praise you on tonight. We magnify you on tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the authority you have given us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that when we use your name, devils tremble. We thank you, Lord, that when we speak a thing, it shall be so. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Praise God that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those that love it, we eat the fruit thereof. We thank you on tonight that you are making our enemies our footstool. We thank you on tonight that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight that when two or more are gathered together in your name, you're in the midst. And whatever we unleash on earth, hallelujah, we'll be unleashed in heaven, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. And Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight and amen. We thank God on tonight for his word. We thank God for him being who he is, and that's God all by himself. Hallelujah on tonight. We want to remind everybody we will be back online tomorrow night. Amen. Make sure you call in and join in with us on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Make sure, amen, that you repent. Hallelujah, over who you thought you were. Hallelujah, so you can walk on who God says you is. Praise God, and you can receive all of the blessings, from the spiritual blessings, amen, to the monetary blessings of a child of God if you choose, amen, to accept that that's who you are. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Don't forget Thursday night. It's Throwback Thursday. I know it's Turkey Day for some of y'all. Praise God. But it's Throwback Thursday for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Friday night. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about Friday yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for your word. We thank you, Lord, for you being you. And that's God all by yourself. And as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and see where God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight.
No matter how you